This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9, and it's time for our Counsellor's Corner. And today we are talking about showing pride your own way. What happens when you see these parades and festivals happening and you get a bit of FOMO? Maybe you can't go. Maybe you live in a regional area. Maybe that's just not how you show your pride. And joining us in the studio is Dr. Elizabeth, a licensed provisional psychologist at Southbank Psychology and Couples Therapy Melbourne, here in Melbourne. And you currently treat individuals and couples working through mental and relationship health stress. Hi, Dr. Elizabeth. How are you?
Hi, Dean. It's really, really good to be back. Thanks for having me.
Robbie was so excited for doing this segment and loves doing it every single month when we have you back here in the studio. Yeah. It's always really exciting to talk about different things that affect our community specifically and people in general. And, I mean, we started talking about FOMO when we were thinking of ideas for this, but showing your pride your own way, I think, is something that's really important. Mm. And we've got Mardi Gras just around the corner, and a lot of people think they have to be looking a certain way in hot pants, waving a flag at a parade to be a part of that community. But it's not necessarily everyone's deal.
Yeah, definitely not. You know, when you and Robbie sent through the topic for today, I was really reminded of Hannah Gatsby, Nanette, her live stand-up on Netflix. Have you seen that?
Yes, I have. It took me a while to be comfortable with being able to watch it.
Okay.
Because there's some real truth that a lot of LGBTIQA+ people experience.
Yeah. It definitely was powerful. Yeah. And I think that's her skill as a comedian. She's funny, but she's also can turn it really quickly to be really impactful. But one of the things that kind of stood out to me when she was saying that she describes herself as more kind of socially anxious and more introverted, that even the boldness of the LGBTQIA+ flag colors felt that she didn't really resonate with that. And so she kind of struggled to really understand how she fit in the community and questioned whether or not she belonged. And so I think this really speaks to the notion that there's no right way to be a human and there's no right or wrong way to be who you are and celebrate your pride.
Well, that's so true. And I think what a lot of people may struggle with is with our communities, you spend so much time feeling like you are on the outside to begin with, that when you finally step into a space to be comfortable with who you are and then a space that you need to share it, there can be this added pressure to be that right kind of queer, the queer that's showing and demonstrating things in all these different ways, because that's what a lot of other people are doing. But it's not everyone's bag. And some people don't want to be flying a rainbow flag or and don't have to be.
Yeah.
And I think we forget that. And we've just finished Midsummer. Mardi Gras is just around the corner. There are plenty of opportunities for people to show their pride. And as a person who jumps around to every festival I can be a part of, who's wearing a t-shirt right now that says super gay,
which is awesome.
You know, and it's wonderful, but that's what works for me. But I think we often forget that other people don't have that same experience. These kind of spaces, even though they are welcoming and inclusive, can cause many other people a lot of social anxiety and insecurity. And we create a greater pressure thinking that's how you need to show your pride and that's how you need to do it in our communities. And we really need just to give space for everyone to be who they are. But we don't. And I don't know how we tackle that.
Well, I kind of wanted to go back to like the roots of the word pride, just because I think I used the word and I maybe had never really thought to investigate it and like what it actually is meant to stand for. And so I went and looked it up online. What is the definition of pride actually? So is it okay if I read the Google
Dictionary? Absolutely, dive in.
Okay, so online it says that LGBTQIA+ pride is, quote, the confidence, self-respect, and solidarity as expressed by gay people associated with openness about one's own sexual identity and the celebration of gay culture and history. So embedded in the word pride is the notion of self-respect.
Yeah.
Meaning to be proud is to respect who you are and your needs and also your limits, and in turn also the way in which you want to express yourself and your pride. So to be proud is to respect how you want to be proud.
showing pride your way in whatever that may be is so important. Mm-hmm. I think spaces like social media have made it that little bit harder because there's this added pressure to be seen as prideful in another way. Mm-hmm. But we often forget that just by standing in our own space, standing in our own skin and saying, this is who I am, that's pride.
Yeah.
That you're doing it right there. Yeah. And for a lot of people, you know, standing up and affirming your own gender identity or sexuality really can be difficult. Mm. And within queer spaces, not everyone feels comfortable. So we have to do that work to make sure we're creating spaces that include everybody, no matter how you may be or feel. There is a high rate of mental illness and autism within our communities, especially within the BIPAN communities and the gender diverse communities. And that research and data is only just coming out, but we can often put pressure on people that just aren't quite feeling what we're feeling to be or act a certain way, and we really need to open up those dialogues to create a space for someone to tell us what pride means to them.
Yeah, I think it's a felt sense, you know, of an internal kind of knowing of who you are and however you want to express that. So I also just want to really normalize feeling anxious in bigger social events and more public or publicized events, or feeling more introverted. Two facts that stand out to me, 11% of Australians will experience some kind of social anxiety over the course of their lifetimes. And so 11% might not sound like very much, but it's actually 3 million people, or roughly double the current population of South Australia. So it's actually a lot of people. And then the second fact is between 25 to 40% of the people on Earth describe themselves as more introverted. And so it's maybe not the norm, but, you know, it's really, really common to feel like you just, you know, need to...
Being introverted comes in a lot of different spaces as well. We often assume it just means that quiet person over there sitting in the corner, but it's not necessarily the case.
No. Introverted, the difference between an introvert and an extrovert is extroverts get energy from being with people. Introverts, it takes energy away from them.
Yeah.
And that's what those kind of bigger festivals or the kind of more engaged festivals can do. They can kind of feel quite draining. And so really knowing your limits around the number and type of activities that you want to engage in to show your pride is going to be key.
I mean, I'm obviously an extrovert. I have been, and everyone sees that of me. And it's only in the last couple of years with a couple of friends of mine who are actually bipolar, and we've just been talking and hanging out with them when they're going through different emotions or moods, where I've realized how much I actually create a space that can make other people more uncomfortable without even realizing it. And it's actually been really beneficial for me to... We've talked about the tools that they use and the way in which they engage with things, which has actually really helped me to realize how I can navigate space in a different way and still show my pride and still be myself without having to be myself in this huge extra way.
Mm.
And it really just made me remember how it's so important for us to listen to each other.
Yeah, yeah. You know, we all can show our pride in some way, as long as it's it makes other people feel safe to express their pride in their own way as well. And I think I just want to just totally emphasize that it's really normal and healthy and, you know, positive to look after your mental health by declining events or saying no and setting boundaries and allowing yourself to kind of like you're saying, like, find the space to be true to who you are. Yeah.
Well, Leah has just messaged in who does do that. Leah said, I'm a proud trans lesbian, former gay man, I don't know what that means. I wear trans icon earrings and a necklace daily. I rock trans, lesbian and rainbow flag patches on my handbag. See me. And Leah's just messaged that in. And I think that's absolutely awesome. I love when I see... I've actually got a little denim jacket that I've started adding lots of different pins to that represent different... some are non-binary, bisexual, things that express in other ways. Yeah. And it's been really wonderful to be able to see people doing that, whether it's a T-shirt or an earring or something that just lets you rock out and show your pride and go, this is me. And it means a lot to see that, and we sometimes forget how important that is.
Yeah. Hi, Leah. I think that's excellent. Being individualistic in the way that you express... you know, your connection with the community. That's awesome.
It's so cool.
I want to know where they got those earrings.
Well, I think Etsy is fantastic. I think when the minute we find one, everyone's like, where did you get them? Or people are doing the work and making them themselves. So why don't you let us know how you show your pride? Hit us up on 0427JOY949. That's 0427569949 or onair@joy.org.au. How do you show your pride to make sure you're doing it your way? Because there's no right way as long as you're doing it for you. We're going to keep on talking about that with Dr. Elizabeth on Counsellor's Corner, and you're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9, and we're in the Counsellor's Corner with Dr. Elizabeth, and we're talking about showing your pride your own way. Some people wear earrings, defining their pride. Some people have patches. Some people don't need to have all of that, and other people show it in lots of different ways. And Dr. Elizabeth, you were telling me about one of your clients that created a space for themselves when they didn't have the pride that they needed.
Yeah. So following on from what Leah was saying, I think finding avenues to participate in the community in self-aligned ways is best. And by self-aligned, I just mean in ways that feel true and authentic to who you are. Mm. And so some ideas, one of them comes from a former client of mine who struggled with a similar kind of difficulty, didn't feel comfortable in sort of the bigger pride events. And so she created an LGBTQIA+ focused book club for herself and for some of her close friends. And this felt manageable for her. This felt contained, but still allowed her to connect with the community. And they all read works by LGBTQIA+ authors. And so she still got to be proud in that way.
Yeah.
And I thought that was just so, so beautiful.
Well, we have lots of different organizations, social organizations, sporting community groups that have done that as well. It's amazing how much our community have created the diversity of spaces for us to see and be who we are. Mm-hmm. And how that narrative keeps on going.
Yeah, it's excellent. It's excellent. I was also kind of thinking like finding activities or events that connect you with hobbies that you already have and that already support your mental well-being. So, for example, I was thinking about, I think Gay Times was just on last weekend.
Yes, I was there. Yeah, it was wonderful. Yeah.
Okay, so there was camping and yoga.
There was yoga. I did speed dating. There was an IVF class. There was a bi group. It was fantastic.
Beautiful.
With lots of different avenues. It was really wonderful.
Yeah, that's okay. So those kinds of diverse activities where you can kind of pick and choose activities that say if you already have a yoga practice or, you know, you really love camping or bushwalking, finding ways to weave your pride into activities that already support your mental well-being and keep you in your comfort zone, I think is a really good idea.
That's
as well.
So important.
Yeah.
It's really wonderful. And it's amazing how many of those spaces and things we already have.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I mean, the community does such a good job reaching out and being inclusive. I think another thing that I was kind of thinking about was kind of just like Leia was saying, showing pride in your own environment. So for example, decorating your apartment with art by LGBTQIA artists or buying records of LGBTQ musicians, or even like if it just means individually sitting at home with a cup of tea and watching docos on LGBT rights and current events.
Whatever feeds that for you.
Yeah, exactly. Finding an individual path with that.
It's so important, and I'm just realizing the many different ways in which I do that, which I didn't realize.
Tell me how do you celebrate your pride?
Well, I mean, everyone would say, "Well, it's Jean." I'm, you know, with queer T-shirts. Being here at Joy is one way that I do it. Being able to be a part of the volunteer community here, and there's so many different volunteers who contribute in different ways. But using this time here on Mad Wednesday to not just have Robbie and I natter on about reality TV, which sure we do a lot, but also create that space for other parts of the community to be heard, for people to share their voice. For me, that's really important. I've realized lately I listen to a lot of queer artists, music artists, and it's somehow it just centers my brain. And maybe it's because it's music that I don't think is being able to be heard a lot, or I'm not hearing a lot. And I've actually learned about a lot of artists here on Joy, which is really great. But for me, it's I've just realized as well, my space is very much pictures by a lot. Everything that you've kind of been saying, I'm like, I actually create that little home for myself. So I didn't realize I was doing it in that much of a degree. But I try to make sure no matter what I'm doing, I'm putting in an element of my community, an element of my pride to it. Yeah. But I'm that little bit extra.
But, you definitely give so much to this community. I mean, it's just apparent in the way that you smile every time I see you when I come in here. And I know I've only been here a couple of times, but, you know, you really do give a lot. And that's another thing that I think, you know, is also really important is volunteering or contributing in some way, whether it's not being an active participant in some of the bigger, more publicized events, but volunteering your time or donating money. These are all ways to kind of foster a sense of contribution and belonging. And so switchborg.org.au/volunteer, and then also queerspace.org. /volunteer. They all post local volunteer events.
So there's so many different ones.
Yeah,
you can get involved. Share those all here on Joy, and you can listen. You can hear the ads for them. How do you share your pride? Why don't you let us know? Hit us up on 0427 Joy 949 or on air at joy.org.au. Dr. Elizabeth, thank you so much for coming and joining us again.
Thank
you. We can't wait to have you back, and it was wonderful to talk about our pride and how we show it here. We really appreciate you joining us each and every month.
Great.
You're
thanks.
On Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.